Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Household appliances, they're responsible for a large percentage of household energy consumption, and they're the type of product that should be most sustainable of all. Now, new devices coming onto the market are equipped with features that focus on improving sustainability, energy efficiency, leading to a reduction in consumption and bill costs. And in this series, we've looked at how we need to move from a linear economy to a circular economy. And in a circular economy, products and materials are kept in circulation through processes like maintenance, reuse, refurbishment, remanufacture, recycling, and composting. And today, we're going to hear a practical example of maintenance. Now, recently, we ran a piece on maintaining your washing machine, and we got such a good reaction that today we're going to look at getting the best from your oven. Maurice Kiley in Dungarvan has been repairing domestic appliances for over 30 years.
Today I want to talk to you about fan ovens. This would be the most popular way of cooking in most kitchens and most ovens. When you cook a meal, you normally cook it at about 160, 180, whatever your temperature would be. But when the pilot light is on in that oven, the element is not heating to 180. It's heating the oven to 180, but it could be up to 400 degrees because the elements are very, very fast. They're very efficient. And when the fan oven element goes, it just seems like the whole oven is gone. But it's not. Normally, it can be repaired.
Now, anyone who has had to replace an oven knows that not only can it be stressful, but also expensive. And Maurice has this advice on how to use your oven more efficiently in the hope that that doesn't happen.
One of the tricks on how to use your oven better would be to reduce the heat first. And what I mean by that is when you're finished cooking your meal, your beef, your chicken, your fish, whatever it is, rather than just turning it off at the wall and turning it off at the switch, you should really reduce it. The pilot light is on, and if you look at your oven, okay, if you've taken out your roast beef or whatever it is, but the pilot light comes on to bring the heat back up in the oven again. So when that oven does put the heat back into the element, it's a really good idea just to reduce it. So what you do is take out your meal, reduce the heat, just reduce it to where the fan oven is only running the fan and not the element. And how you'll know that is the pilot light goes out. So when the pilot light is gone out, the element is off. And if the element is off, it's just going to give a little more ease to the element. So the fan is cooling the element back down, give it 5 minutes, and that will just save you a lot of stress in changing appliances and changing for a new oven, because you don't always need to do it. And it'll make it last a lot longer.
I don't know about you, but one of the jobs I hate is cleaning the oven. But regular maintenance can extend the life of your oven and reduce the likelihood of it breaking down. Maurice.
A lot of people have a lot of different opinions on it. But I think the simplest way of doing it is if you get a cereal bowl of water, not a big, huge bowl. You don't need a lot of water. What you need is just enough to moisten all the dirt on the walls of the oven. So if you get a cereal bowl and half fill it with water, put that in and just bring the oven up to about 200 degrees Celsius and leave that run for maybe about half an hour, maybe more if you need more steam, and that'll moisten everything. All you do is leave it cool down to where you can wipe it with a cloth, open up your oven. It'll be very easy to remove a lot of the dirt from the sides. You can leave the trays in a lot of the time because the trays can be cleaned as well.
And when it comes to using oven cleaners, Maurice has this advice.
One thing that a lot of engineers don't like is pyroclean. And pyroclean is a function that comes on a lot of ovens now. What it does is it locks the door and it brings the temperature of the oven up to anything from 350 degrees Celsius to 400-500 degrees, and it incinerates all the dirt on the sidewalls and, you know, any debris, any old food. But it also generates a huge amount of heat, and if you have a scratch on your inner glass of the door, it can shatter the glass, it can melt the controller. It's just a huge amount of heat. Now I can be proven wrong easily. People will say, yeah, I have an oven and it does that all the time and it never gives me any trouble. And that's grand. But I think just going with the simple half bowl of water, that's a good way of cleaning your oven.
And that's also a more eco-friendly way of cleaning your oven. So there you have it, some practical and easy tips for keeping a domestic appliance in circulation for longer. That's it for this week. Talk to you again next Wednesday on Hours to Protect. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.